Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome, welcome. It's Monday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, second day of April 2012, 3 p.m. ATL. How are you guys over there on the West Coast, San Diego, Los Angeles? I have a few events I'd like to kind of announce on the air today before we get to a very, very special guest that I have on the air today. As you guys have seen, has been announced a working diva. But the lines are open, 347-215-8709. As always, live chat, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Few community events that are up and coming. April is here, you guys, and with the heightened awareness of a lot of youth violence going on nationwide, there's actually a couple events that's going to be taking place this month, April 4th, which will be in the next couple of days, MLK 3rd at Carter Presidential Center. We'll be having a national town hall meeting, community celebrities coming together to speak on this issue. On April 21st, COB SCLC, Stop the Violence Prayer Crusade, will be down in Emmanuel's Tabernacle Christian Church from 6 to 10 p.m. Praying upon this issue that's going on nationwide with our youth. So definitely you want Bill Gordon, you want to get more information on those events. And then also, you might got to send a shout-out to my working divas, you know, Positive Runway, April 5th, Lenox Mall, 9 p.m. Until 12 a.m. They have a nice, nice event that's coming out. You know, they are actually a group that promotes awareness for AIDS and HIV awareness throughout our community. So three great, great events that are coming up throughout the city, and it's going to be and just absolutely just, you know, a positive thing and, you know, growing our community. As you can see, the movement is alive. There's always issues coming up, but definitely make sure you get out to the prayer crusade, and definitely out to the National Town Hall meeting, because our youth are in dire need. You know, the preparation room will be on the air on Saturday, and that's a huge, huge topic that's going to be discussed. The kickoff of, you know, just the awareness of the youth violence throughout our community. There's going to be community leaders from Los Angeles, from Connecticut, Atlanta, and some others that's going to be on the air to speak on this issue with Pamela Reese Warloff with the Preparation Room, because it's just absolutely amazing, you know, just what's going on with our youth. So get on over to Bill Grown and Joy to get more information, BillGrownAndJoy.com on those upcoming events in the city. And just to kick off the week, getting right to it, I have a very inspiring guest for you all today, definitely targeted for you working divas. Speaker, publisher, survivor, woman of faith, working diva, Dawn Daffin, a.k.a. Shade Author. And Dawn, if anybody knows me, I hammer last name, so please tell me I said it correctly.
You did say it correctly.
Well, welcome, Dawn. It's just a pleasure for you to have you on the air today. Thank you for taking the time for joining us. You know, when you first reached out to Bill Grown and Joy and, you know, me and you spoke, I definitely wanted to get you on air because you have a story that so many of us, you know, need to hear. And, we people of faith, you know, we all know that we go through challenges in our lives to be, you know, pretty much a savior for the next by sharing our experiences. Lord knows that my hand has been in the cookie jar, the cake batter, the hot grease, the fire, water, whatever, you know, go on and on. That's just the curiosity that's within me. But, you know, one thing over the years, I've realized that doing this all and just getting a deeper understanding of it on why we go through things in our lives, and it's just, you know, what I have discovered, and it's to share your story. And you have a very inspiring and encouraging one. So please, just let everyone know who is Dawn, Jade Author.
Well, thank you so very much. Going through life, of course, we're all going to have a whole lot of challenges. And me, Dawn, the background that I've come from, I am truly a survivor of rape and molestation. And, you know, going through all the abuse that I endured at the hands of several family members, the one thing that I started doing was writing. You know, that was my way of escape. And that was my way of pretending that what was going on in my life wasn't really going on with my life. You know, and then joining the military at the age of 18, that was me running away from home. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go far away from everybody. And I was able over the years to really start trying to figure out a little bit who I am, because, you know, growing up and, you know, being raped and being molested, I didn't have the opportunity. I wasn't taught or truly given an identity because I allowed situation and circumstances to define me. You know, and as I got older, you know, got into relationships and I began to have children. And I've got three sons. I've got a 20-year-old that God has blessed me with. He's an awesome son. He's actually in the Army, and he's stationed in Kuwait right now, even as we speak. I have a 16-year-old son, and I have a 15-year-old son. You know, they're terrific, wonderful guys that, you know, God really blessed me with. But I really didn't start really discovering Dawn until probably maybe in 2000. And that's when in 2000, I had already written The Magic of It All. And I have 7 books total. And that was, writing was just simply a way of escape. It was me creating a life that just wasn't mine. And so,
you have to find that outlet.
It is, because you, when you go through something and it's just so traumatic, and for me it was like one traumatic thing after another, and when I finally came to God, I'm like, okay, my life is going to change now. Everything is going to get better. I'm going to serve God, and that's that. But what happened with Dawn is when I learned that God was omnipresent, I stopped serving God. I got mad at God. I was angry at God, because to me it was like, how can you watch all of this happen to me? And you're God and nothing happened. So for a whole year, I didn't serve God. I went to church, didn't raise my hand, didn't do nothing. I'm mad at you, God. But then one day, I asked God, I said, is it too late for me? And God was like, no. And I began to pray, because I found myself in a very dark place because I was so angry and so bitter. And I just began to, you know, to tell God thank you for waiting for me. And I wrote a poem called, you know, You Waited for Me, and I wrote it to God. And that's when God began to really introduce Dawn to Dawn. You know, there was no pastor there. You know, there was no man or woman there. It was just me and God. And God began to really give me my identity. He really began to give me the strength and teach me who I am. And I began to give God all the hurt, all the disappointment, and all the anger over the years. And in return, God began to reveal my gifts and my talent. And I've been a mentor, you know, to young girls that have had the same or similar experiences that I have, you know, that I've gone through. And, you know, just really talking to a lot of people, just, you know, letting them know that it doesn't matter what you go through, God still loves you. God still cares about you. And there's value in your life, no matter how it started. If you let God walk you the rest of the way, he will give you a victorious finish.
And
that's where I am now. You know, I've got a publishing company that I started last year called Daffin Publishing Company LLC. My book is published through that publishing company, and I'm very excited about where the publishing company is going. I'm still working on a website, y'all. I'm doing it myself. Never done it before. But
that's the best way to do it.
Dawn is taking steps, and I'm like, okay, Lord, let's figure this out, because, you know, that's my mindset. I love a challenge, and it's like I like to learn new things. So my website, it'll be up, and it'll be up and running very soon, because this is all me.
Because you're learning along the process, the process, and you're learning, you're going through it, and like I said, your testimony is going to be, you know, a savior for the next. Now, you had a breast cancer scare, too. Was that like a true turning point for you? Because, you know, God sometimes puts things in your life for you will have a turning point, just like, okay, I give up. And I will tell you, just within the last year myself, I had a turning point. So, you know, granted, you know, I myself, you know, I'm very obedient to the word, but, you know, right. Sometimes, you know, we get scared and, you know, doubt ourselves or be like, nah, and then sometimes he just has to shake us up a little bit. But you did get a breast cancer scare, and how has that turned into something positive for the community?
For me, the breast cancer scare, I was 32, and I found a lump on my breast. I went to the doctor, and he found another one. He sent me to a specialist, and they found another one. So at this point, my nerves are frazzled. You know, I'm petrified, and I said, just take my breast off. Let's just don't do chemotherapy. Don't do anything. Just take off my breast. And, they sent me to do the mammogram, and, you know, and they checked everything. And this is over a five-week period. So I'm in this frenzied, petrified state. And at the time, my children were very little. And, you know, I'm like, I don't want to die. I don't want to lose my children. And God, save me. Help me. What do I do? And, you know, after everything was clear, the doctor just said, you just have very lumpy breasts. But everything was fine. And what came from that was an idea that the Lord gave me for cards for breast cancer patients and breast cancer survivors. You know, I've done plenty of breast cancer walks. I've organized them through the church that I attended in New Mexico. And I really do want to get these cards out. They are very wonderful cards, and they're breast cancer cards. They're saying a greeting card is really not the word that I'm looking for, but it's that type of a card. You know, and they're geared towards men, women, and children, because breast cancer does not have a face. Breast cancer, you know, it doesn't care who you are. Cancer does not care who you are or how old you are, you know, when it comes and attacks the body. And so the card that the Lord gave me, you know, they're very encouraging. They're very uplifting. And I would really like to get these cards in the hands of those family members that are very supportive and the caregivers of those that are dealing with this disease. You know, I would like to see the cards in, you know, the hospitals. I would like to see them in the stores, you know, and to have the people look at something that's a little bit different than what's out there. Because, I mean, yes, there are lots of wonderful cards that are out there, but these are geared specifically for something very specific.
And speaking of Survivor and, you know, just the battle with cancer, have someone that has called in that would like to speak with you. You know him, Mr. James Naper, founder of the Sunshine Survivors Club. How are you, James?
Boy, hoo-hoo, boy. Let me tell you. Tip my hat to both of you ladies this fine day out of Atlanta, Georgia, even with tears running down my cheek right now. I'm telling you, Miss Daphne, you go forth. I have even now sat here and listened to you two ladies beginning to share testimonies, and I'm going to tell you, I just seen something in my mind through the greatness of God. Your cards will go. Your cards will be there in the hands of the proper family. I myself personally will tell you right now, I am going to make sure when I arrive in Baltimore this weekend, as soon as those cards get in my possession, I'm going to take them to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. I'm going to begin to help you spread your awareness. Your cards are going to go to a level of internationally and globally known. You're going to make, God said it's time to go forth. Quit focusing on the past and get her done in the work of the kingdom. God's got something for you, girl. God's about to turn you loose. You hear me?
I receive that. I receive that, and I'm very excited about that as well. You know, I'm very excited about not only the cards that are going out. I'm very excited about the book as well because, you know, the magic of it all, that's also dealing with an issue. It's dealing with homelessness. And so, you know, it's a love story, you know, but it's also intertwined in helping those that are less fortunate. You know, if, you know, God blesses you, will you open up your heart enough to help a nation? You know, and that's
right.
The gist of that
that's
story.
That's what it's all about.
You know,
blessed to be a blessing, right?
Exactly. And that's how I want my life to be, and I'm actually living my story that I wrote, and I actually wrote the story back in 1999. I am, being a veteran, I'm part of the American Legion on Post 77 here in Conyers, Georgia, and the Lord has blessed me to be the adjutant, which is the second in command on this post, and it's a historical position for me because I'm the first woman to hold this post. I'm the youngest person to hold this position. Mm. And I'm the first African-American woman to hold this position. And this post
Glory
has well over 620 members. And I'm doing something called, I'm in a process of working with community leaders doing something called a stand down for homeless veterans in the Conyers area, the Newton County area, and as well as in Covington. I'm working with people all the way up to, it's one person that I'm waiting to get in contact with that's in Washington, D.C., that we're really trying to make something happen. I want this position that the Lord has blessed me to have to really make a difference in the lives of people. I don't want to just walk around, you know, oh, I've got this title. That doesn't matter. It's like, what are you doing with what God has given you? And so I've already been, you know, getting things in motion. You know, I'm grateful to God. I've got the breast cancer cards. I've got the book. I've got the publishing company. And I've got the position as adjutant. And the Lord has blessed me with all of these things in 1 year. Because I said, okay, God, I asked God to maximize my life. And he's teaching me how to balance everything. Nothing is being left, nothing is being undone, and nothing is being half done. And so I'm determined to make a difference. You know, I want to see all that I can do. You know, I really want to see what it's like to have my life maximized. I'm like, if the rappers out there, you know, with clothing lines and, you know, record company, you're on the stage, you're on the TV, and you don't serve God, what about us that do?
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Be blessed to be a blessing. Well, James, thank you for calling in. Thank you for the support. And you have a safe trip because I'm looking for many things from you also.
Yes, me too. And
thank you
as well.
Thank you greatly to both of you ladies. You know I love both of you. And I'm going to say this before I go. That book, she speaks of the magic of it all. I suggest and firmly request everyone to do their best to get a copy of it because I do have a copy of it, have read it. Keep It By My Bedside, and it is an inspirational story that will touch you in several different regions. You ladies have a wonderful day and continue to go forth in God's work. We love you.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
Oh, and I'm sorry, people can reach me at 678-548-3482, or you can email me at daffinpublishingllc@ymail.com.
And we have about 9 more minutes, Dawn. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, if there's additional information, I would like for you to talk a little more about the book. You know, I know it's your story,
yes.
And if there's some more you want to add on there. And you, mm-hmm. you kind of beat me to the punch with your recent promotion or opportunity that opened up with American Legion. That is huge because, you know, Atlanta has so many homeless people, and there's so many homeless vets, and with the economy, so I think that can definitely be of use, you know, to the listeners that may know someone that can reach out to you and assist them. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, 3:21 p.m. ATL, 12:21. San Diego and Los Angeles. I see you guys up east tuning in. What's going on, East Coast? I love you guys up there. Can't wait to get you guys on the air on Saturday. I have a Dawn Daffin, Jade the author, and working diva on the move. I am just like silent to her story. I can absolutely relate to a lot of things, you know, that's going on in her life that I have shared, you know, I've experienced in mine. Also, just going forth, you know, for the kingdom, and not just that, just to be blessed, to be a blessing. So lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, live chat, BillGrownEnjoy.com. While you're there, join up. Check out the events while you are there also. Now, Dawn, is there anything else that you would like to share, additional information? Definitely tell them more about your book and how they can get a copy of that book. I want one myself, so you're going to have to let it be known so I can get one myself.
Okay, I will definitely get a copy to you. Right now, if they would like to get a copy of the book, they can send me an email, and I will send it to them. Like I said, I'm still a work in progress, and so I'm still learning how to do, you know, get my book up on Amazon. I'm still working on all of that. But if they would like to get a copy of it, you know, like I said, they can just send me an email at daffinpublishingllc@ymail.com, or you can give me a call at 678-548-3482.
Awesome. Now, back to the American Legion. So how can someone contact you if they see someone, a vet or something, or is that something internal, or is there people external that can come and get assistance from you? Because I know a lot of people would like to know that with all the homelessness that's going on here in Atlanta.
Yes, they can definitely give me a call on my cell phone. There are, you know, different organizations that are around, and we help vets, period. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, where you are. If you give us a call, you know, you can give me a call. I can lead you in the right direction and give you the help, you know, that you need. And it definitely, if you know of a homeless veteran, if you know of a hungry veteran, you know, there are many things that we can do at the post, you know, to help veterans out. You know, we can help you pay, you know, some of your bills. We can assist you with food. We can assist you with clothing. If you have children, you know, we can definitely give you the assistance that you need. And you know, my passion is definitely for, you know, the homeless veteran and the veterans of the Vietnam era. I'm learning so much about, you know, how difficult it has been for them. You know, when they came back, it really wasn't any help or support for them. And so when you look at a lot of the homeless veterans, those are our Vietnam veterans. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder, emotional disorders, you know, drug addicts and alcoholics. And the purpose and the point of the stand down, which will be August the 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. here at our post in Conyers, we will be assisting the veterans with housing because there's a new legislative that has come out that veterans, please hear this, if you are a veteran and you are in the process of losing your home or you are homeless, you go to the top of the Section 8 housing list. Mm. Definitely give
That's
me a call.
That's
definitely good
to know.
Yes, and so there are a lot of things that are happening. There are a lot of changes that are taking place because they're starting to recognize that, you know what, these veterans really do need assistance, especially the ones that are, you know, that are coming back from Iraq now with, you know, severe post-traumatic stress disorder. They need our help.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you are making a huge difference, Dawn, and VGE definitely appreciates you. And thank you for joining us today and just sharing your testimony, you know, your experiences. I'm sure it has touched some lives, just inspirational. And I just want to say to you, continue to go forth. You know, you got my support. You know how to contact me.
Yes.
But I'm seeing bigger things with you, and those cards are going to take off. They definitely are. I have told you that before, but I do see them taking off. So just continued blessings to you. Keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend, and, you know, put God first as you are, as we all are, and, you know, the sky's the limit.
That's exactly it. You know, don't limit yourself. And, you know, my advice to anyone that's been through anything, you know, anything that's traumatic, don't let that define you and don't let it handicap who you are, because that's not who you are. That's something that you've experienced. And I had to learn that and accept that and walk out of that into who God has, you know, told me that I am. You know, when God said, here's your life back. This is your original life back. Now you live that life. And so that is what we all need to do, because we deserve that, because we are better than what anyone says that we are or who they think we're supposed to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the time for joining us today. It's absolutely an honor for you to be on the air today, but thank you for joining us, Donna. And like I said, I will talk to you soon and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, thank you, and God bless you and your radio show.
Thank you. And there you guys have it, Jade Author, GirlGrownAndJoy.com. Get more information, guest group. You know how to do it on there while you're there. You can go ahead and join up as a member. Follow the movement. As you can see, the movement is alive. Community is coming forth. We have so much in store to come forth. It's coming to Bill Road and Joy. I'm just trying to pace it and really just, you know, keep it organized because it's just growing so rapidly. But definitely reach out to Jade. Women, working divas, we all need to hear these stories. We're not out there alone. There's so many of us that go through different experiences in our lives. And, you know, it's just us. Reach out to one another, share our stories, and just get to the next level, putting it all behind. So BillRunningJack.com, check out Aunt Jade, contact her if you'd like her to speak. She's definitely the lady for you. So that's going to conclude our show for today, BGE. Listening audience, Saturday, back BGE Radio, National Youth Violence Prevention Initiative. Kamala Reese, Preparation Room, and community leaders from all over the nation, as I said, discussing uprising issue that is taking place throughout our community nationally, and that's youth violence. So be ready to hear that. It's the first Saturday of the month. BillGrownAndJoy.com. And as I always tell you guys, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.